And we'll just won't be here too long. We'll finish up on this chapter. Chapter 9, we won't finish up on the chapter, but we'll finish up the lesson we started and last week, Revelation chapter 9. And then we'll go out and roast some hot dogs. Amen? And I thought people would enjoy that more. I enjoy it. I guess people just got too many things to do anymore. So, but anyway, we started last week around in verse 1 and down to verse 11, and we got kind of, we didn't get too far actually, but so we'll try to finish that tonight. And so again, in verse, if you understand what's going on, you remember what happened in the last chapter of Revelation 8, why that was kind of a prelude of just what was going to come in the tribulation. And verse 13 of chapter 8 says, "And behold, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe is to the inhabitants of the earth." So he's warning, and of course this is during tribulation period, he's warning that something's getting ready to happen, and it's going to be a lot worse than what has already taken place. And so he says, "Woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voice of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound." And then verse 1, "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and unto him was given the keys of the bottomless pit." So we talked about this last week. That's Satan, and he's been given the keys to the pit. And verse 2, "And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose the smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon earth, and of them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power." Now, we talked quite a bit about this last week and this thing, and actually going to just kind of spend a little bit of time here and then go ahead with the rest of them. But notice he said it's smoke out of a great furnace. And look at Isaiah. Hold your place here, but go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 5. So this smoke is coming out of the pit like a, and I said last week, probably the closest thing that we'll see on earth as compared to hell would be a volcano. I mean, because it's coming right out of the depths of the earth, and that's that brimstone and that sulfur smell them volcanoes have been erupting in Hawaii. That the smell had to be something during all that, I guess. But anyway, Isaiah chapter 5, and look at verse 14. "Therefore hell hath enlarged herself, and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory, and their multitude, and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it." So in Isaiah here, it's talking about exactly what's going to happen in the tribulation in Revelation, where we're at Revelation 9. And so notice hell has enlarged herself. Now notice hell has enlarged herself, and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory, and their multitude, and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. So how has she done that? Well, earthquakes, volcanoes, and that'll all be taking place during the tribulation period. Go to Matthew 13. So what's going on in the tribulation period? This fifth seal is open, and Matthew 13 And look at verse 40. 13 and verse 40. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. Now notice this thing. And they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. So now we just read that over in Revelation chapter 9 of what that thing's going to be like. It's like a smell and the smoke out of a furnace. And so this is the same context. And verse 42, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Look at verse 49. So shall it be at the end of the world, and the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. And so again, the context of that is Revelation chapter 9, right where we're at in our study. So go back to Revelation chapter 9. And so in verse 1, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven. Again, that is Satan, unto the earth, and to him. See, it's personified. A lot of times there are angels in the Bible, but this time it is Satan, and was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. So what? Look at verse 3. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. Now, what's locusts doing in hell? That's a strange thing. So right off the bat, you know they're supernatural locusts because they can endure the flames of hell. Okay? So they're coming out of this thing. They don't have power of their own. And so there came out a smoke the furnace upon the earth, and unto them was given power. So they don't have any power. They're just kind of wandering around, I guess. But so they're given power. And look at, you know what, John, well, listen to it. John 19:11, Jesus answered, thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it was given thee from above. So we know who's in control, even during this tribulation period, when these super demonic, whatever they are, locusts coming out of the fire that can endure heat, and they're given power. So these are not normal locusts, because normally if you go study about locusts, the way to get rid of locusts is you smoke. That's what they would do. And back in the olden days, when they had swarms of locusts, they would set some adjacent fields on fire, or set around fire around the field, and that would mess up the locusts. And so anyway, that's normally the way you get them, but these come out of the smoke. Look at, hold your place here, but go to the book of Exodus. Detour, that's the word I was looking for. Exodus chapter 10, about these locusts. Exodus chapter 10. Strange creatures. Exodus chapter 10. Look at verse 4. He says, else if thou refuse to let my people go. Of course, you know what's going on here. Moses talking to Pharaoh. I will bring locusts into the coast. And so look at verse 14. And the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt and rested in all the coast of Egypt. Very grievous were they. Before them were no such locusts as they, neither after them shall be such. So these are not like these locusts. The ones in Revelation are a supernatural locust, because they evidently like smoke, and it doesn't bother them. So if these locusts show up here in our text, then they can be can't be normal like the ones back there. So go back to Revelation chapter 9. And so he says, "And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads." Now, see, that's what normal locusts, they attack the green stuff. They don't bother man. And so again, these are super demonic type locusts. And I'm going to say they're probably pretty good size. I don't know. And so and it was commanded them. So again, they can't do anything by themselves. Locusts normally, again, they like to eat green things. That's what happened over there. We saw they destroyed everything. So these locusts are to hurt nothing green, and they are to hurt everyone that doesn't have God's seal on their forehead. Now, that would be the 144,000. These locusts affect everybody. It will only be non-believers, it looks like, that will be targeted. So in verse 5, "And to them it was given, for they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man." Man. Now think about that. So you know these things are big, and the ones that they do hurt, they can't die. You got to know they want to die, man. But just be in pain. Now notice, how long did he say this is going to go on for? For 5 months. Can you imagine the wailing and what's going on the world during that time, with people getting stung with these things and just being in severe pain and hoping to die, but they can't die. And so verse 6, "And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them." So the people that thinks they're going to go through the tribulation and come out, remember what God said, he's not appointed us to wrath. These people are going to be tormented for 5 months. All the suffering and everything that's going to go on, it's just unreal. So again, "And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them." They will be shooting themselves in the head. I'll guarantee you they'll be doing that. They'll be anything, running, jumping off a building. What's going to happen? They hit the ground and get up and keep walking, I guess, because God's not going to let them die. And so the suicide, they can only attempt suicide. They're not going to accomplish it. Do you understand what God has saved us from? And we need to think about that. And so, and then verse 7, "And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses." Now, I don't know if they're that big, but that's what the shapes are. "Prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the face of men." These are pretty wicked looking things, man. And not only that, then look at verse, so they got crowns, but evidently they're only imitation, they're not real. And so we have beast that has a body like a horse, a man's face, a crown like gold, that they also, but they have wings, and they can fly, and stingers like a scorpion. And then in verse 9 says they have hair like women. Look at this. And they had, verse 8, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. So you think you're pretty brave? Meet one of them rascals and see what you will wet your pants, I'll guarantee you. Man, we can't even imagine. They got a face like a man, but I wonder whose face it imitates. Do what? Nah, I'm going to say it's the face of Judas Iscariot. I don't know. It may just be a... Face, let's see. Does it say, and all the men seek death and the sharp sound, and their faces were as the face of, so they got faces all over their head. So I don't know if it's just a generic face or what, but that is wild. So anyway, you can deal with them if you want to. Why would it make a statement had hair like women? Just to throw that in there. I don't know. Unless it would be connecting with, you know, the over in Zechariah where the two angels went into the ephod or whatever that, and they had long hair. Remember that? Isn't it strange when it comes to demonic?
Look at Absalom.
Well, yeah, I mean, because he was an absolute perfect picture of the Antichrist, and his hair, You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said that their wife has hair that when she cut it, it weighed like 15 pounds. I didn't think hair could be that heavy. But you remember that Absalom, it got so he'd have to cut it once a year, and it was so many shekel weights. I never had that problem. My hair is pretty light, so pretty scarce too. But hair as women, it's just a strange statement that... you'll connect that with a lot of other statements through the Bible. And so you're now seeing the horror and the terror of this judgment. Folks, this is not, and you do a lot of studies on this, and they'll say, well, these are black helicopters. No, they're not black helicopters. They're locusts with a body like a horse, so I'm going to assume they might even be as big as a horse, with a bunch of faces on them, with long hair and scorpion tails on them. With breastplates of iron on them, so you can't hurt them. And so look at Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. Look at... look at verse 27. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? In the year of the king Ahaz died was this burden. Rejoice not thou, O Palestina, because the rod of him that smote thee is broken. For out of the serpent's root shall come forth a cockatrice. Now that serpent's root, what is that? That's the Antichrist. The serpent is the devil. Out of him's going to come a root, which is the Antichrist. And his fruit shall be a fiery flying serpent. With faces of a man, hair like a woman, and stingers on it. So That's pretty wild. And the firstborn of the poor shall feed, and the needy shall lie down in safety, and I will keep the root with famine, and I will kill the root with famine. Now, so the root of that serpent he's going to kill with famine, and he shall slay the remnant. And look at verse 31. Howl, O gates, cry, O city, thou who Palestinia are dissolved, for there shall come from the north a smoke, and none shall be alone in his appointed times. So there's a smoke coming out of that thing, but what's coming with the smoke? It's these demonic locusts. And so so that's what's going on there. Go back to Revelation and verse chapter 9. And verse 9, he says, he says, and they had breastplates as if it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. So you know these things were pretty big. And they made a lot of noise when they took off. Verse 10, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stingers in their tails, and their power was to hurt men again 5 months. Can you imagine the wailing and just suffering and pain for 5 months? It's amazing. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Look over at Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30, look at, look at verse 30, or 27. The locusts have no king. Now that's strange. Over there they do. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them, by bands. But again, so we understand that these are not natural locusts. They're something supernatural. Go back to Revelation chapter 9. I just don't understand Christians that think they're going to go through this. It's just amazing. So in verse 10, verse 10, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stingers in the tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue is his name Apollyon. And look at John chapter 10. And we'll finish up here. I just wanted to finish this group of plagues, John chapter 10, and look at verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. He says, I came not to destroy. So what the simple fact of it is, the Antichrist, he is the false shepherd. Verse 11 again, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. So Christ is a good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. So if there's a good shepherd, there has to be a false shepherd or a bad shepherd. Christ says, I'm not come to destroy, but to make whole. So I'm the good shepherd. So we see the Antichrist over there. He is come to destroy, and that's what he's doing. He's destroying everything in his path. And, of course, during this time, he's setting up to take over the world, and that's his whole thing. So in verse 12, it says, one woe is past, and behold, there cometh two woes more hereafter. And so, again, it's just multiplying. It's getting worse and worse. And we'll get into that next week to the rest of them. Any comments about this? Yeah. Well, you know where everybody gets it from that you can see them is from, remember the movie that they put out, Thief in the Night, and then them series, and they never showed the thing, but you saw a shadow of this great big stinger going, boomp, you know, into a guy going through him. Well, they are supernatural.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I've heard. That. Yeah, and I've read articles, and what you take over in Europe or places where they would have swarms of locusts come in. They said the noise was unbearable. And so, but when you take, like I say, so they may be, you're right, they may be supernatural that you can't see them. I don't know.
They've got to be, because it gives a description of them, so I would think they would be big enough that you could go, oh, look, his face looks like a man, because that's the description they give, but it may not be big.
It may not. It may be the size of a regular scorpion. You know, and to be tormented, I mean, to be tormented seems to me like,
they're not gonna
leave you alone. Yeah, they're pestering you.
Yeah, but that would be like mosquitoes or bed bugs. They're little.
Yeah.
They don't do, but they're.
Well, I think of setting out in a bow hunting, and without spray, the mosquitoes will drive you crazy. And they're just mosquitoes.
And I don't know that it has any correlation to it or not, but as a general rule with scorpions, if you're going to get stung by one, the bigger the better. The little ones
is the one that gets you.
Will kill you or hurt you.
Yeah.
Worse than, so I don't know if that.
Yeah, that's right. You take them little bitty boogers, when they hit you, you're dead in a few minutes. Yeah. So you know. But they may be little bitty.
Well, I'm surprised they don't bite, too. If the Bible says that they have teeth like lion, I'm surprised that they're not biting, too.
Well, they probably are.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. When one lands on you, he sinks that sticker in you, and then he clamps onto you with them lion's teeth. I mean, and they can't do anything about it. And you can't kill them. Yeah, so how are you going to kill them? I mean, smack them all you want, but you're not going to hurt them. Oh, I'm sure they'll try it.
So you would think, just in my head, you know, there's going to be mass war against all these things too for 5 months. And you're going to
yeah. I don't know. It's like I say, and you know what? Thank God I'm not going to be down here. I'll watch from above, okay? And then I'll say, well, Shannon, you was right, or Justin, you was right, one or the other. But, the simple fact of it is, regardless of what they are, they're tormenting you. And day and night, there's no rest. I mean, think about it. When you go about 3 days without sleep, and now you're hurting constantly, and these things don't leave you alone, and that's kind of why I was wondering, maybe if they're not, they're just surrounding you. They're smaller, and people are just going crazy and can't do anything about it. They can't even kill themselves. And so,
even if they were the size of I think as a typical rule, I think a locust, an actual locust,
they're about 3 or 4 inches.
They're bigger than the grasshopper.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, there's different size grasshoppers in different parts of the world. But if they were that size, that would be recognizable.
Oh, yeah.
You could see, from the description. So that.
Yeah. Yeah, the locust I've seen, they're 3 or 4. They're big. And you'd be able to recognize the faces and thank God I'm saved. Thank God I'm saved. So, amen. Yeah, he's going to really torment you. He's going to mess up your day. But, that's why you take something that way that big, how do they really torment you? I mean, I'm thinking of tormenting like a mosquito or something. And just not being
able. It would be like a torture if it was bigger and they're getting you and there's nothing you can do. It'd be like a long, slow torture.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever size they are, it's going to be unbelievable. And so, there's still two woes to go yet. And that's the thing. All right. Any other comments about it? And yeah, they're already. It'll probably be because of global warming.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, they'll come up with something, and with every storm, everything is global warming. And they'll have something scientific for it, like really, just like when Christ arose, they made excuses for that. When the church gets raptured out, it's going to be probably aliens from another world. They've had that going on for years, and. And they're planning for that. And when they come back, there'll be a bunch of zombies. And, well, they'll be right in a sense. But so we went through that, Justin.
That's that strong delusion.
The what?
That's that strong delusion that the Bible
talks about. Yep. Over in Thessalonians. They'll be given strong delusions. Amen. I just... Praise the Lord, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. And amen? All right, well, let's, who's going to cook the hot dogs? Shannon?